With the new town council organized around new leadership, the school committee gets to do the same thing this week. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with our outlook on the week of November 16 through November 22, 2025. The school committee welcomes three new members to their organizational meeting on Tuesday, the 18th. They also have a workshop facilitated by the area director of the Mass Association of School Committees with lots of good info on rules, regulations, and process items specific to school committees. The town council gets into their second meeting with some serious business on the agenda for their Wednesday session. The second FY 2026 budget adjustment of approximately $280,000 is scheduled for discussion. An organizational change to remove the deputy town administrator role and replace that with a role focused on communications, and returning a part-time administrative assistant provides some of the savings needed. There is an adjustment to local receipts, as well as a reduction to the Tri-County School Building Assessment due to a lower interest rate actually achieved on the original forecast. The first adjustment was made in August to account for a reduction in state local aid revealed when the state approved their budget in July with a lower amount than had already been included in the FY26 budget by the town. The requested rescission of the town council approval of the 444 East Central development proposal is also on the agenda. One or two of the council won't be able to vote on this to avoid a conflict of interest, as they are either direct abutters to the property or in the immediate neighborhood. Part of the discussion should also include consideration of all the options for what to do and what consequences might occur if nothing is done to interfere with the due diligence process at the ZBA, and the ZBA denies the proposal. The town is in a good position, as we are above the 40B minimum percent, and an appeal to the state would likely not be overturned. As I understand the situation, most other options for appeal to the state could result in additional legal costs to the town to defend its actions. The ZBA is scheduled to continue their due diligence at their Thursday session. The 250th anniversary celebration is also scheduled to meet for the first time Thursday. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock, Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, looking back at the week that was from November 9 through November 15, 2022. The town council met for the first time since the election that brought seven new members to the table. Councilor DeLocco was voted as chair, Greller as vice chair, and Cormier Ledger as clerk. Councilor Griffith was also appointed temporarily as clerk to cover the absence of Cormier Ledger for two meetings. Franklin TV video is available for replay. The Conservation Commission met on Thursday as scheduled. Franklin TV video is available for replay. On the Franklin High School sports front, there were three live-streamed events broadcast by Franklin TV. Volleyball on Wednesday, November 12th, girls soccer on Thursday, November 13th, and the football game on Friday, November 14th. All the links were available at franklin.news. On the youth football front, three teams were scheduled to play in their respective Super Bowl games this weekend. A special three-part series provides info on the G5, G6, and G8 team successes this season. The links are available on franklin.news. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.